And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, Graft in the Courtroom, which first aired on February 14th, 1940. Starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach. The Green Hornet.
Waiting for you. We'll have a reception committee right in front of the Daily Sentinel building. You get here. We'll take care of printing your story. Okay.
Charlie Lodi, is it something important?
Out of my way, Eckford. Hey, Gunnigan.
I seen him and Reed going to talk to
you. Oh, there they are. Hey, Gunnigan. Boss, wait.
Who's that?
Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Lauren?
What's all the excitement?
Boss, it's a scoop on its way.
What's that?
I was just on the phone talking to Cole.
Cole?
Yeah, he's assistant to Robertson.
Holy crow. You mean Robertson, the guy who hands out all the cart jobs?
Hold it, Eckford. Lowry, that sounds like something.
We've been trying to get the goods on Robertson for months, Reed.
What about Cole, Lowry?
He's coming here.
Here to the Sentinel?
Right. He called me on the phone just now. He's on his way here to spill all the dirt about Robertson's racket.
But Cole works for Robertson.
And that's what I thought.
You mean to say Cole's going to talk?
The whole works. He said he'd give facts and figures on how Robertson makes every court employee in the state kick in part of his salary.
Golly, the Sentinel's been hitting that for a long time.
Well, if this is true, we won't have to hear it anymore. Gunnigan.
Yeah, Reed.
You better stick around. We can't trust this to the night editor.
You're telling me?
Hey, give me my gun. Cole will plaster Robertson racket all over page one.
He'll talk, boss. Cole sounded plenty sore on the phone.
Golly, he ought to know all about Robertson's racket.
He's got all the facts and figures.
Why should Cole talk, Lowry?
Well, he didn't say, boss. From what I know of those two rats, maybe Cole wanted a cut. When Robertson said nothing doing, Cole figured the spill.
I hope so. We've been after Robertson's scalp for a while.
Hey, Lowry.
Yeah?
I got makeup on the phone. They're worried about the deadline. You say Cole's coming here?
Yeah, he's on his way.
Yeah, how soon?
He said he was upstate. He's driving down. Said he'd be here in half an hour.
Hello, makeup. Figure 40 minutes. Half an hour to get here and 10 minutes to pump him dry. He's driving down by car.
Thistle, sir, that chisel right, huh, Byrne?
Do we take this road all the way in, Cole?
Yeah, right to the door of the Daily Sentinel.
Okay, it's your funeral.
I'll show Robertson he can't keep me out of it. Can you imagine him dragging down thousands a week? Every guy that works in a courtroom in this state paying him a percentage. And Robertson won't even give me a 10% cut.
Maybe he doesn't like you.
He'll like me less after he sees the headlines in the Sentinel tomorrow. I'll smash him high, wide, and handsome.
Then you won't ever get a cut.
So what? If he gets tossed out, maybe I can get in. Sure, then I'll do the same thing. Only it won't be 10%. It'll be the whole take.
Robertson doesn't like a double cross, Cole.
Shut up and keep your eyes on the road. I want to go over these figures.
I'm driving.
The whole works right here in this little book. Names and figures, everything. It even lists the safe deposit vaults and the bank accounts Robertson has the money hidden in. And the way he signs them.
That ought to finish him.
It'll do it. Ryan.
Huh?
There's a car following us.
Yeah, I know.
Then why didn't you say so? Is that Robertson's car?
How should I know?
Well, step on it, lose it. I can't take any chances. If Robertson knows I'm spilling, he'll try to hold me up. Put your foot on that accelerator. We're due at the Daily Sentinel.
If you're in such a hurry, why don't you take the wheel?
And let that car behind catch up. I tell you, it's Robertson. Can't you shake him?
I'm going as fast as I can.
He's going faster.
Oh, how do you know it's Robertson anyway?
I don't know, but I don't want to find out. We're almost to the city limits. Once we get inside, we can do a little turning and... Hey, what are you slowing up for?
There's a stoplight. It's red.
Go through it. Come on.
Well, it's your funeral.
You fool. You let him gain on us. Get away from him. Oh, he's coming alongside.
Get over and stop.
It's him. Hey, what are you doing? Don't stop.
Let go of the wheel.
Keep going.
Look out. Don't pile off the road. Look out.
Here, hit the brake. We got him. Hit the brake. There's a tree.
Well,
Looks like a false alarm, Lowry.
Yeah, we've been waiting an hour already, boy.
You're not getting a scoop tonight, Reed.
I could swear Cole wasn't kidding.
Well, he isn't here.
Hey, Reed, you want me to wait downstairs some more? It's awfully cold.
Hello. Gunnigan talking. Hold it.
Who is it, Gunnigan? Make it?
I can't hold off any longer, Reed. So what?
Do I wait some more?
No, never mind, Oxford. Sorry, Lowry, but we can't hold up the addition. I'll make up to run page one as we originally set it up.
Okay. Let her go, Mac. Yep. Same way.
Gosh, I wish I knew what happened to Cole.
Swell story on the courtroom racket gone bluey.
Well, there's no use guessing about it now. You get out there tomorrow, Lowry, and talk to Robertson and Cole. See if we can find out what made him change his mind.
This is Robertson. I don't know where he is. All right, I'll tell him you called.
Sir Cole?
Uh-huh. You better make up a good story.
From the way he grabbed the wheel out of my hands last night, I thought we were going to need tombstones, not stories.
You're as good at handling a car as any man I ever saw, Vern. When I stopped and ran to your car, I certainly didn't expect to find you both uninjured.
A little shaken up, that's all. It's a good thing Cole was unconscious.
That's why Monk was with me, to handle him.
Monk took Cole to the farmhouse?
And he's going to keep him there until I say so.
Do you think it's wise?
What?
Well, what's to stop him from talking later?
Time.
Time?
Yes, a week's time. That's ample to cover up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I thought you would. You're a smart girl. Now, I'll transfer those bank accounts and safe deposit vaults somewhere else. Use different names.
This time, make sure Cole can't check on him.
He won't get close enough to see a thing. From now on, he's out. All the way up.
Might have been wiser to give Cole 10%.
Why should I? I build up this system. I'm the one who appoints court attendants and interpreters and the rest of them. Now, isn't it worth their while to give me a fee for getting the jobs?
Yes, but...
Cole worked for me. Why should he be cut in? Besides, you're my security against what he tried to pull.
Suppose Cole hadn't taken me into his confidence. Suppose I hadn't heard him call the sentinel and make an appointment.
Why suppose? We snatched the fat from the fire, and the fire's out.
If Cole ever realizes that I knew you were in that car behind, and that I deliberately slowed down so that you and
Monk... That's all past history, Bird.
Cole, keep talking. I warn you.
Let him. By changing bank deposits and accounts, his sting is gone. He'll be merely a disgruntled ex-employee.
What about Monk? You suspect?
Oh, stop worrying.
Well, Monk isn't exactly an honest citizen.
Monk's a gangster. He's an out-and-out hoodlum. But he's smart enough to keep on my right side. I'm a friend in court. And he's in court plenty.
The Sentinel would love to locate Cole.
He's been after me for years. I'm used to it.
Door.
See who it is.
I'm looking for Cole.
He's not...
Oh, Mr. Robertson. Close the door, sister. I'm in.
You heard Miss Ryan. Cole isn't here.
I'm Lowry from the Daily Sentinel, Robertson. Cole was supposed to drop in last night. Maybe you know about it.
Was he?
I talked to him on the phone myself.
Well?
He didn't show. Come on, come on. Where is he now?
Mr. Cole is no longer with this department.
Yeah, I figured that.
Did he try his home?
His home, his club, everywhere, sister.
Cole may have left town.
Listen, Robertson, the cat's out of the bag, so we might as well come to the point. The Sentinel's been after you and your racket for
Your choice of words is ill-advised.
I said racket and I meant it. You take a cut from every court worker in the state.
Nonsense. They're appointed on the merit system.
Yes, merit system. If they pay, they get the job. If not...
I don't care, Lowry. You're making accusations. Sentinel's been after me for some time. Now, you've talked to some of the court attendants and others. They denied this, didn't they?
They want to keep the jobs they have.
You're barking up the wrong tree. My department's as honest as the day is long.
Yeah, in Finland. The day's last 5 hours, and that's given you a break.
Mr. Robertson doesn't know where Cole is. Why keep asking?
Because there's an answer someplace.
Well, then find Cole and ask him.
Why see him, anyhow?
Cole was going to spill, Robertson.
Huh?
He had the facts and figures on your racket. And the way you squeezed money out of court workers.
Absurd. A vindictive employee who's been discharged.
Maybe he was vindictive. Cole wasn't any lily any more than the company he kept.
Meaning me?
Meaning you. Now, he started out here last night for the Daily Sentinel. From here. He never got there, and I want to find out why.
Hello? Yes, Mr. Reed.
Have you heard from Lowry yet, Miss Kate?
Dunnigan just heard from him, Mr. Reed. He's due in any minute.
Have those letters ready for me to sign. I'll be out in a moment.
Yes, sir.
Hiya, Casey. Boss in?
Well, Lowry. You saw Cole?
Cole? Cole. The name escapes me.
Oh, don't be so flip. Did you see him?
No, not a whisker, Casey. Matter of fact, I got no place.
Well, from the way you charged him here, I thought you...
That I brought home the bacon, huh?
You didn't?
Cole's gone. Can't find him. Something happened to him between there and here, and only Birdies know about it.
Not a trace?
Yeah, maybe Robertson and that girl Ryan know, but they ain't talking. At least not to a Sentinel reporter.
Oh, Lowry.
Yeah, I just got here, boss.
Any inkling of what happened to Cole last night?
An idea, that's all. Somebody got to him before he got to us.
Hmm. He's gone, huh?
How did you know, Mr. Reed?
Just as much. Well, Lowry, whom did you talk to, Robertson?
Right, boss. Robertson says Cole is no longer with the department. Doesn't know where he is, what's happened to him, where to reach him, doesn't know anything. But he's got a look like a cat that's been laughing the cream.
He's been laughing plenty.
And the same goes for that Ryan dame. Boss, if you ask me, they know where Cole is or what happened to him. They got him out of the way so Robertson could cover up.
Please, Mr. Reed, you think he's been murdered?
Murdered, Miss Case? No, I don't think Robertson would do that. Except as a last resort.
Hey, Reed, I got something for you.
Axford.
Where have you been?
Oh, I know you told me to stay at home, Reed. But golly, after all the excitement, I've been out sleuthing.
Sleuthing?
Out detecting, huh?
Yeah, and I found something too, Lowry, which is more than I can say for you.
Well, I admit it.
Come on, Axford, spill it.
Reed, Cole was in an accident last night.
What? Well, how do you know? You haven't seen Cole.
No, I ain't seen Cole.
Nobody has.
But I seen his car.
His car?
Yeah, Reed. You know, I used to be on the farm. So I figured maybe I could find out if there was an accident on the road last night.
Yeah?
I figured which way I'd be coming in town if I was Cole. So I got Moran over to headquarters and went out to investigate. And by gravy, we found Cole's car sitting by the side of the road just beyond the city limits.
Gosh, but for once you were right.
That ain't all, Reed. One fender on the car was crumpled. And there was a dame's glove on the front seat.
A woman's glove?
Yes, it was brown.
Brown with a sort of gold cord along the back?
Yes. How did you know?
Boss, this dame Ryan.
What about her?
She was in Robertson's office. She had a glove like that. I noticed it on the desk.
One glove?
Right, boss. Just one.
Holy glory. That means she must know what happened to Cole.
Yeah, there's no doubt of it, Axford. Try and find out from her. If she's working with Robertson, the Sentinel hasn't a chance in the world of getting information. Not from that sort.
That evening in his apartment, Britt Reed talked to Cato, his valet, and the only living man to know him as the Green Hornet.
No doubt of it, Cato. This looks like a situation that cries out for the Green Hornet.
There's no other way, Mr. Reed.
Cole was going to talk. He was due at the Daily Sentinel, yet he never showed up. Why?
Why?
What he had to reveal would have thrown light on Robertson's extortion racket. Blazing.
Yes, that is true.
Robertson told Lowry he'd fired Cole. He knew where he was or where we could get at. I'm certain that's a lie, Cato.
I see.
Robertson's running a racket. He's been after it for months. And just when that evidence is driving right into our office. Boss.
What about the glove, Miss Beth?
Miss Ryan admitted it was her glove. She said she'd often gone driving with Cole. She might have missed it any one of a dozen times.
She's lying.
Of course she's lying. She knows where Cole is. Stalling, Cato. Stalling until Robertson can cover up. There's no other way to find out the answer. He'll have to go out with Matt. Is the Black Beauty ready?
The car's ready.
I want his mask and the gun, then in a hurry. Ryan hasn't answered many questions. So we'll see how many she answers for the Green Hornet.
good enough, Cato. It's been a long drive, but she's still up. The light's on.
I wait here, Mr. Reed.
Look at that car across the way. You see it, Cato?
Yes.
Well, that's Robertson's car. You get the Black Beauty up the alley where it's very dark. The darker, the better.
Mr. Reed.
Yeah, I see him, Cato. Robertson, the door with Miss Ryan. You wait for me. I'll slide around near them and see what I can pick up.
All right, sir. Glove I dropped.
Forget it. A few more days and Cole will be released. But no one will believe his story.
Robertson, what's in it for me?
Huh?
Well, I'm doing a lot.
Of course you are. Of course, of course.
So what?
Well, suppose we discuss it later, Vern. I'm very busy now.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm getting accounts with, huh?
Are you getting ideas?
I don't have to get them. They're around anyhow.
You know what's happening to Cole, don't you?
Look here. You threatening me?
Just telling you to do as you're told.
I have so far.
Well, keep on that way and we'll get along.
Cole wanted 10%.
Now, hold on, Ryan. You were smart enough to play along with it. It wouldn't be wise to get any smart notions at this stage of the game. You might find yourself out in the cold.
Oh, I was only suggesting.
Thanks. I'll do the suggesting. Good night.
I thought perhaps I could help you.
You have. Those monks like taking care of me.
Switching bank accounts and safe deposit vaults.
Oh.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Now, there's no need for that. I made one error when I left Cole in on my methods. I'm not making that same mistake twice. You play ball. That's all. You understand?
Nice. There it goes. Big shot. Well, we're all going fast. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I should have stayed with Cole. Might be more money in it.
Why not, Ryan?
Who said that?
Yeah, this way.
Who are you? How did you...
Never mind that door. Robertson's gone.
That Matthew. You're the Green Hornet.
Robertson called you smart. I wonder...
How did you get in?
The window on the side.
You heard us talk.
I know about Monk and about Cole.
You're the Hornet. You're a friend of Monk.
Yeah?
Monk's a crook, but he never mentioned you.
Most people don't like you.
What do you want?
Well, I lose a chance to grab off some cash, Ryan.
I don't know what you mean.
No? What was in your mind when Robertson gave you the brush? You're after a cut, aren't you?
I...
Well, why not? Where's Cole now?
I don't know.
Here's your hat. If we tell now, Robertson's ruined.
I don't know.
You can hold him up for plenty.
Robertson?
He'll play. He'll ask you to keep you quiet.
I wouldn't dare. He's dangerous.
Don't you think he might play if he knows the Green Hornet's with him?
Right. You mad at? I never saw
him. Well, there it is. Now, come on, where's Cole? Where is he? Where is he?
Cato. Yes, Miss Ritz.
Miss Ryan told me where Cole is.
How?
She thinks the Green Hornet is going to help her hold Robertson up for a payoff. I told her to keep her mouth shut until she hears from me, say, tomorrow night.
Will she do that,
I think she will if there's something in it for her. She's got the Black Beauty headed out Highway number 6. A crook named Monk is holding Cole out there. I'll tell you where to turn off.
You're going to play?
Not this time. We're just going to look it over. So we'll know the quickest way to get there later on. For future reference, Cato. Farmhouse.
Get the light.
No, don't get any closer, Cato. You sure you'll remember how to get here in a hurry from the city?
Yes, sir.
Good enough. Turn here, Cato. We'll head back to the city, and tomorrow night we'll put Robertson in a spot he won't like.
There it is. What was that last night?
Last night, accident? Oh, why?
Sally, I was looking all over for you. I couldn't find you no place.
Oh, that's too bad, actually. I was out.
Reed, I've been keeping something a secret from you.
No.
When your old man hired me off the forest to act as your bodyguard, he said I was to stick with you when you went out gallivanting at night.
Yeah, it seems to me you slipped up lately. Last night, for example.
That's what I'm getting at. I'm trying to be a reporter instead of a bodyguard. That's why you went upstate to talk with that rainbow.
What? Last night?
Golly, Reed. When I got close to her place...
Did you talk to her?
No, because I seen something.
You...
It was the car of the Green Hornet.
Why haven't you mentioned this before?
On account of I wasn't certain. You see, I only caught a glance near the Dane's house. I didn't want Lowry or Casey to do that.
Well, whether you're sure or not, Axford, you should have reported it. Now get over to the Sentinel.
You think so?
Now, tell Gunnigan about it.
Superintendent Snacksley, that's what I've been waiting for. You're okay.
You have my okay. And Axford.
Jerry.
You might call up Miss Ryan.
Who?
On the phone from the Sentinel. You're a former detective. Ask her some questions about the Green Hornet. Pointed questions.
Good gravy, Reed. Golly, I'm a nasty father. Go on, Reed.
Cato.
What's been going, Fred?
Axford almost spotted us last night, Cato. He came very close to being identified.
Yes?
Fortunately, Axford didn't get a good look at the Black Beauty or us.
What do we do?
We start moving, Cato. We're going to make two phone calls. One to the Daily Sentinel, the other to Miss Ryan.
From here, Mr. Reed?
Now we'll make the one outside phone as the Green Hornet. I got the mask and gun. We're moving out in the Black Beauty.
Behind a secret panel in Brick Reed's apartment, a narrow passage within the wall of the apartment house connected directly with an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building was in reality the hiding place of the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, car of the Green Hornet.
You take the wheel, Cato. How's the gas and oil, the tires? You checked the car after we returned here last night?
Yes, sir.
All right, step on it. We're stopping for those phone calls, and then we're heading for the farmhouse where Cole is held captive. The Black Beauty must get us there before those who get a phone call from the Green Hornet.
Michael Axford, star reporter of the Daily Sentinel newspaper.
I have nothing to say.
He wants to know about the Green Hornet.
The what?
What was he doing at your place last night?
That is it.
Axford. Hey, Axford, come on, we're traveling.
I can see I'm beating the phone, Lowry.
Never mind the phone. Gunnigan just got a tip on the Green Hornet.
Who?
Cole's out at a farmhouse on Highway Number 6, about 25 miles out.
The Hornet got him?
Will you put that phone down and call?
Holy crow. Ryan. Miss Ryan.
What's that?
She ain't there. She hung up.
You staff, were you talking to the dame that works for Robertson?
God, you caught me by surprise, Lowry. She must have heard what you said.
My old big lug, why didn't you warn me? Come on, the pat's in the fire now. We gotta leave Robertson out there or we'll never locate Cole. What are you talking about, Vern? The Sentinel knows where Cole is?
I just heard it on the phone.
A reporter called you?
Yes, he wanted to know about the Green Hornet being here last night.
What? What's that? The Green Hornet here? Why didn't you tell me this before?
Well, I...
Holding out on me, huh? What were you planning with the Green Hornet?
You got me wrong, Robertson.
You little chiseling. Yeah, the phone. No, you don't. I'm listening, too. Take that phone and answer as I indicate. This time I want to hear.
Hello?
Robertson
knows already. He's here.
So that's it. Trying to hold me up for dough. You and the Hornet. I'll take care of you later.
Robertson, listen.
Save the explanation. I've got business to attend to. Cole must be removed.
Robertson, I'm with you, honest. I was going to tell you about the Hornet.
Get away from me.
There's still time. Call up the farm now. Tell
them. There's no phone there. I'm driving. I'll give Muck orders in person. And I don't want you alarmed. I can reach the farmhouse before those reporters get there.
Robertson hasn't any right to keep me prisoner here. Look, I'll pay you.
Pipe down. The answer is no. I'm playing ball with Robertson, see? He comes in handy. A couple more days, and you can do all the talking you want to. But right now...
What the... A car. Help! Pick it up, you! Inside!
So it's you, Robertson.
Quick, close the door.
Listen, Robertson. You can't do this to me.
Shut up. I told you.
This is kidnapping. This thug you hired to hold me here.
Robertson?
Have a gun, Monk.
A gun?
Sure.
That's right. Keep it trained on Cole.
What are you going
to
do?
Now listen to me, Monk. The reporter's coming out here.
Hmm?
You any minute from the Sentinel. I beat them here.
Reporters, huh? That's fine. I'll tell them plenty.
I'm afraid not, Cole. You won't be able to talk.
What are you getting at?
Monk, can you use that gun without having a trace?
Sure. Sure thing, Robertson. I can dump the gun in the river. They'll never find it.
Okay. Get him in the car.
Sure, I'll put
him in the car. Don't shoot him. Here you go. Nail a fingerprint around. Now in the car. We'll dump him on the road.
So you're a killer too, eh, Robertson?
When the necessity arises, Cole. Yes. Now get going. We haven't much time.
Watch it. Drop that gun, Monk.
That mask.
Green Hornet. Out of the way, Robertson. Let me plug him.
Look out. Monkey's got a gun.
Oh, take it, Monk.
I'll kill you.
Oh. Shut me.
Yes. I can't breathe.
You shot him.
Now listen, Hornet. It's okay. I'll make a deal with you and Ryan. Both of you. Only get Cole out of here now.
Hornet, listen.
Hornet, there's a car coming. I can see the headlights.
What about it?
Get Cole out of here.
You're telling what Monk got.
No.
This is yours, Robertson.
Cole. You. You're not going to shoot me.
They're not dead. They've been gassed.
Yes.
You can tell the reporters what you please. Understand?
You're not going
I'm
to...
I'm through with these rats. Now, do what you like. Going on the back way, you can wait here for them.
You're even trying to catch me. I've got a car that can't be caught.
Get out of the darn office. Who's inside there?
This way. Come here. Help.
Here, I could. I'm down for the steps. Okay, keep your hands up. We got you covered.
Holy mackerel, that ship was on the level. It's cold.
Thank heavens. You got here just in time.
Hey, who's these mugs on the floor?
Robertson, he's been gassed.
And this other guy. He's a hoodlum named Monk.
Come on, spill it, Cole. Was the Hornet here? Yes, the Hornet. He gassed him. Robertson wanted to kill me. He was going
Don't tell me the Hornet stopped him.
Yeah, it was some argument about a payoff. The Hornet was in it all right.
Hey, Cole, have you got the dope on the racket Robertson was working?
All of it, plenty. Robertson stopped me from coming to the Sentinel with it before. But he can't stop me now.